A government report released today finds no evidence that oil companies colluded to cause a sharp increase in Midwestern gasoline prices last spring. The Federal Trade Commission says a combination of factors drove pump prices to more than $2 a gallon in Chicago, Milwaukee, and elsewhere. According to the FTC report, some factors causing high prices were beyond industry control, while others resulted from conscious business decisions. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
The FTC report says two pipeline breaks, various refinery problems, and unexpected difficulties making cleaner-burning gasoline all contributed to unusually high gasoline prices in the Midwest. FTC Commission Chair Robert Pitofsky says the industry can't be blamed for all that. The report also finds no evidence oil companies illegally worked together to gouge consumers. But, Pitofsky says, individual companies did take specific action that pushed prices up.
We did find that three oil companies cut back production in February, and as a result, there was less gasoline available last summer than the year before. And we found that one company had extra gasoline but held it off the market because they didn't want to drive the prices down, even though they were extremely high at the time.
Pitofsky wouldn't release the names of the companies because the FTC got the information from them in return for confidentiality. Industry representatives didn't find the report particularly surprising. They say, of course, oil companies are constantly trying to maximize their returns. And they say government regulations play a big part in their production decisions. Red Cavaney is president of the American Petroleum Institute. He blames a patchwork of gasoline formulas required to decrease pollution for some of the tight supplies in the Midwest last summer.
There are 15 different cities in the country that have developed their own specialized fuel in order to meet Clean Air Act Amendment requirements. When you had one fuel, as soon as there was a possible tight supply, we could automatically rush surplus supplies over there, and that kept more supply than demand, kept the prices tampered at a very affordable level. But once you put all these little specialty fuels in there, you lose the flexibility.
Cavaney says the FTC report exonerates the oil industry, but some who accused refineries of price gouging aren't backing off so fast. Last June, Democratic Representative Jan Schakowsky blamed oil companies for gouging constituents in her Illinois district. She acknowledges it's not illegal for individual firms to make choices that maximize profits, but she says those choices shouldn't hurt consumers.
When do we say that because energy, gasoline, natural gas, heating oil is a necessity of life here in the United States, that government has a responsibility to do something about that, to make sure that those needed resources are affordable?
The FTC report says the oil refining industry is operating at near maximum capacity most of the time. That leaves little room for responding to unpredicted jumps in demand or drops in supply. Commission Chair Robert Pitofsky says until consumers use less gasoline or refining capacity expands, gasoline price spikes are likely each summer in various places across the country. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.